99.3 Nigeria Info Lagos. Good morning to you once again. If you are just tuning in, welcome to our broadcast. Today we started at 5 a.m. this show, Morning Crossfire. You can listen via our website, nigeriainfo.fm. That's our website. You can also get our mobile app, Nigeria Info FM, from search for Nigeria Info FM from your respective app stores, and we'll be glad to have you join us. On the mobile app, you can call into the studio right from the mobile app. You can also send messages to the studio right from the mobile app as well. You can download our shows from the mobile app. Anything is possible on our mobile app, really and truly. Welcome. I'm Sheriff Quadri. You can track this conversation on our social media pages, Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3 on YouTube as well. All right. Now let's get going. Last week, Wednesday, to be very precise, we were unable to take all your questions on the ongoing continuous voter registration and permanent voter cards collection. So we are back again today with just one of the gentlemen that we had last week on the show. Luka Baba Buba is the desk officer, civil society organization, CSO, under Voter Education Department, liaison, INEC, Lagos State. You can start forwarding your questions now so that the INEC official, Luka, can attempt those questions, and we'll try and cover as much grounds as possible on the show today. You can start forwarding, you know, those questions to our WhatsApp number. WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. That is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. On Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. We're streaming live right now on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're also streaming live on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. So if you've got questions right now, we're not opening up the phone lines yet. That's why I said you should start forwarding, you know, the questions to our live streams and of course on WhatsApp. Now, let's talk some more on voter registration and education. All unregistered people have until Sunday to register to vote in the 2023 general elections as CVR officially ends in 5 days' time. To be very specific, Sunday, July 31, that's when it will close. And INEC, till now, has insisted that there won't be any further, you know, extension of the deadline. According to INEC, cvr.inecnigeria.org and cvr.inec.gov.ng are websites for the registration. Now, according to INEC's National Commissioner and Chairman, Information and Voter Education Committee, Festus Okoye, the commission is projecting 95 million voters for the 2023 poll. INEC, on its verified Twitter handle on June 27th, tweeted a saying, and I quote, CVR update quarter 4, week 11, as at 7 a.m. Monday, 27th June, fresh registrants 10.4 million. Completed registration 8.6 million, online 3.3 million, physical 5.4 million, male registrants 4.3 million, female 4.3 million, persons with disabilities 67,000, youths 6.1 million. These are some of the figures that I would just roll out right now, but let me just bring in my guest so we can move on as quickly as possible. Luka Baba is here. Luka, good morning to you. Thank you for returning this week.
Thank you so much, Sheriff. Thank you for having me, and good morning, Nigerians.
I have given my own update from the public source, but what can you tell us? What's the update on the CVI, especially here in Lagos?
Okay, here in Lagos, the continuous voters registration is going on. We have witnessed an upsurge in the number again.
Okay.
Because, you know, when after June 30th, when we continued with the CVR, we discovered that the turn-up was low. But now that a deadline has been announced, so we discovered that there is an upsurge. But our officers are on the field. They are equal to the task, and they are out there making sure that every Nigerian is registered to vote, especially that we have just about 5 days to the conclusion of the of the exercise. Mm-hmm. So, and also INEC as an inclusive body, we consider inclusive participation of all Nigerians. So, okay. Persons with disabilities are also considered. So that is why the Honorable Resident Electoral Commissioner, Mr. Olusegun Agbaje, he graciously approved 8 centers across Lagos State for special registration for persons with disabilities.
8 centers?
8 centers, yes. Okay. So those centers opened up yesterday,
okay.
and they are continuing today till 4 p.m. today, so that we make sure that all persons with disabilities are captured so that they'll be able to
do we know we have information as regards the names of the locations of these centers?
The centers.
So because people are listening right now and they may want to, you know, go out there to go and register. While we wait for that, let me quickly give these some data. Very, very important. 10 states with the highest number of voters based on their 2019 voter register. This is not updated yet because INEC has not updated the register yet. Lagos still leads, though, with 6.9 registered voters. Kano is second with 5.8 registered voters. Kaduna, 4.2. Rivers, 3.6. Katsina, 3.4. Delta, 3.2. Oyo, 3.2. Benue, 2.7. Bauchi, 2.7 as well. And Anambra, 2.7. Those are the top 10 highest number states with the highest number of voters based on the 2019 voters register. Mr. Luca, yes, let's have the locations for the PWCs now.
Okay, the locations for special registration for persons with disabilities. First of all, we have Ikorodu Center. It is located at Ikorodu Central Local Government at Ikorodu. Then the Badagry Center. We have Ability in Disability Economic Empowerment Initiative Center, Sesha, Segbo Street, Ajara in Badagry. Then Ikeja Center. It's located at the old secretariat opposite Ikeja High Court. Then we also have the Lagos Island Center, which is located at Onikon Youth Center, Lagos Island. Then we also have Epe Center, which is a sport recreation center beside Epe General Hospital. Then we have Idi Araba Center, which is located at the CDA Secretariat Office, number 5, Ojerinde Street, Idi Araba, Mushin. Then we have the Stadium Center, which is at Teslim Balogun Stadium, okay. opposite National Stadium.
Okay.
Then lastly, we have Oko Baba Center, which is Ebute Meta Oyibo.
Okay.
So these are the 8 centers for the special registration of persons with disabilities.
But do we have specific addresses of, or are we talking about the local government areas? These centers that you've mentioned, are they local government areas in these locations, or, you know?
Yes, they are situated within the local government areas.
But okay.
Yeah,
okay.
There are specific locations.
Okay.
And they cover all the senatorial zones in Lagos State.
Fantastic. I think it's very important for us to touch on the PWDs because they are very, very vital as well in the lecture process. We have our correspondent who is tracking the ongoing solidarity rally by the NLC and its affiliates in Lagos, and we'll be speaking with our correspondent any moment now. Please have that at back of your mind. I also have updates on the issue that we touched on earlier with Jimmy Sue as regards the memo circulated by the state government on the PVCs, collection of PVCs by state government. I'll read that memo in a moment. But quickly now, let's begin to take your reactions to our conversation this morning. Let's start with this one here. From Armstrong. Armstrong says, I cannot transfer my card from Ekiti to Lagos. They said it was because of the election. Now the election is over, yet I cannot still transfer from Ekiti. But he didn't say exactly what he did. But perhaps he's still talking about transferring from the website.
Transferring. You know, prior to the Ekiti state government election, governorship election,
yeah,
the registration in that state was suspended. Yes, so it was after the election, yeah, that portal was opened up for people in Ekiti State to be able to.
So it's been reopened now.
So as at now, it's possible for you to go back there and do your transfer.
Okay. Yes, all right. Kingsley is in TBS. Mr. Luca, Kingsley says, how and where can I collect my PVC? I registered since last year, September, at Sura. Sura is in Lagos Island.
Lagos Island. So you have to go to the INEC office in Lagos Island. It's at the secretariat. So you ask for where the INEC office is, then they will give you your card there.
Yeah, okay. Now, this is another interesting point. And this person says, how do I get my printed voter card after I successfully revalidated my PVC details on the website as instructed on INEC Lagos Twitter handle?
Okay, after doing your revalidation, your PVC is going to be ready and you pick it up at the INEC office in the local government.
In the local government?
Local government, okay, where you want to cast your vote, where your polling unit falls under.
Okay.
That's where you pick your PVC.
All right. Joseph says, I applied for a transfer which was confirmed, submitted, but up till now, I'm yet to get a confirmation that my transfer was successful. Should I be worried or keep my fingers crossed that it will be handled successfully?
A transfer?
Yes.
I don't know how long he has done that transfer.
He didn't state it.
Mm. But surely all those that did their transfer online, confirmation, you receive an email confirmation. But alternatively, you can still go to voters.inecnigeria.org so that you confirm the status of your registration. You see your information. So whether the transfer, if it has been effected, you will see the new location where you are transferring to will pop
it,
up.
It will appear.
Yes.
All right. Let's take some comments on other platforms this morning. Ogundikpe on YouTube says, how do I get back my damaged PVC? I think we touched on this last time, Abi.
We did.
Okay,
we
what kind of person?
Apply
for replacement?
You apply for replacement, yes. We encourage all Nigerians that their PVCs are damaged.
Yeah.
You can apply for replacement. And you can actually do that on the portal, on the online portal. That is cvr.inecnigeria.org. So when you go there, you will see the column for lost or damaged PVC. So you can initiate the request for another card there. And your PVC will be, a new one will be printed for you.
Fantastic. Now let's bring you some breaking news. Huh?
This is the breaking news. The breaking news on Nigeria Info.
Like I said earlier, we have our reporter Nnenna Okon out there in the field covering the ongoing solidarity rally by the NLC and its affiliate unions. Nnenna, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, sir.
Can you please tell us what's the update on the solidarity rally by the NLC and its affiliate unions?
Okay, so presently we are at the Ikeja Under Bridge, where we have various members of different unions. We have the NUC, we have ASU, we have NASU, we have UPEN, and many others. And I was told that we are going to be marching from Under Bridge down to State House. There's a lot of heavy presence of police here too.
Okay. How about the majority of the protesters? Are they just workers, or you have other sympathizers, civilians, other people joining the strike?
We have other people. We have other people that are concerned people. We have people that appear to be students who are carrying placards too in solidarity with NLC.
Now, how about
and
traffic?
Also, I just saw the the chairman of Art Unilag here.
Okay, is there a way we can talk to any of the officials this morning? Can you get to them?
Let me try to get them.
They are far from you, Abi.
Yeah, they are far from me.
That's okay.
As soon as I can get them, I'll.
That's brilliant. Talk to me about how this has impacted movement in that area. What's movement like?
Yes, so as I said earlier, there is heavy presence of police.
Okay.
But of course, it has caused traffic.
Okay.
The policemen are trying their best to control traffic and movement.
Okay.
So it's moving, but it's very slow.
Indeed. And then please stay safe, okay? And be watchful, all right?
Thank you.
We'll get back to you much later on. Thanks for the report. Our correspondent Inna Okon keeping an eye on the ongoing NLC Solidarity Rally in Lagos this morning. We'll have updates for you all through our broadcast for today. Stay here on Nigeria Info Lagos.
With information comes power.
We give you more power with information.
99.3
Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Welcome back to the Morning Crossfire. We're still talking voter education, continuous voter registration exercise, and we have Lagos INEC official Luca Buba on the show today. And we're taking your questions as regards your, what do we call it now? Voter status, Abi. People like us, Buba, that we have our PVC, I don't think we have anything to worry about. It's just to wait and for the elections, right?
You don't have anything to worry about. So once you have the PVC that was issued by INEC from 2011 down to the present, you don't have to worry about anything unless maybe you have one of the scenarios whereby you have changed locations.
Yeah.
Then you will need to do a transfer, as we have said, because on election day, there is no movement. So you need to get a polling unit close to where you are residing.
That's right.
And maybe when your card is defaced, or it has peeled off, or maybe it is lost. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when you need to go do a review so that you can get another card.
Brilliant. Let's take a break right now at this juncture. When we return from this break, we will talk some more. Get your reactions to our conversation this morning. I think we have a few more minutes before the break. In the meantime, while we take that break, before we take that break, let me take some messages on WhatsApp very quickly now, because every second counts when we're talking voter registration. Trust me, every second they count. This person says, I registered since last year, July. My card has not been printed out yet. I want to know why. He registered since July, and he says his card hasn't been printed.
Okay, July last year.
Last year, that's right.
You know, there are some few omissions, but those cards will surely, they will come out.
They'll be printed.
They'll be printed, yes.
So okay, all right. Let's take another. I hope we can just speed up. There's a lot coming in, I swear. I've been trying to transfer my PVC details through the INEC online portal, but I have been having difficulties.
If you have difficulties with the online portal, please quickly take advantage of one of the centers where INEC is doing registration.
Okay.
And there are, apart from the local government offices and our office at Yaba, the head office, we have other designated centers that are scheduled on a rotational basis.
Yeah.
So you can get access to those centers on our social media handles. That is on Instagram
and INEC Lagos.
At INEC Lagos on Instagram and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Then Facebook is at INEC Lagos HQ.
Okay.
So you will see, go to the bio and you will see the rotational, the centers for the.
Let's take a break now. Let's take a break now, and then we'll be right back to continue taking your questions. Stay here with us on Nigeria Info.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Free Nigeria Info. Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the Crossfire. It's 8:34, going on 35 in 4 seconds. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Luca Buba is here from INEC Lagos, and we've been talking about the CVR. Your questions are coming in, and I'm drowning in your questions, as a matter of fact. Well, let's quickly get on with it. Let's start with Facebook this time. Adewale says, where do I collect my PVC? Is it the place I registered or LCDA close to my house? Mr. Luca.
Okay. Where you are going to collect your card is going to be at the INEC office in the local government area where your polling unit is. You may decide, for example, if you register, you can go and do your registration in Surulere local government, but you want to vote in Ikeja, where you live is in Ikeja. Mm. So they will place you under a polling unit in Ikeja local government. Mm. So where you pick your card now will not be in that Surulere. You have to go to the INEC office in Ikeja local government. That's where you will pick your PVC to cast your vote.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. I think that's clear. Yes. And listen, if you have similar questions to the ones that we've touched, there won't be any need for you to send your questions in again, okay? Once we've answered your question or other questions that are similar to yours, please, you may not want to, because it makes the entire backlog that we have so voluminous and scary that we have in front of us here. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Yes, please.
If you want to ask your guest, those who are registering now, are they going to vote in 2023?
Those who are registering now. Okay. All right, I can hear you. Is that all?
Yeah, one of the officials said those who are registering after the June 30th, they are not going to vote for 2023. So I want to ask him that question.
After the June 31st or... Okay, June 30th, the last one. Did you get the question?
I got it.
Okay.
Yes, INEC did an extension, and INEC will make sure that all those that are captured in the CVR will vote in 2023.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So there's no truth in that statement, because he said one INEC official said that. There's no truth to it at all. Okay. All right. Let's take this one from Benny. Benny says that is some Suleria applied for a replacement on the portal. Please, how will I know if it's ready for collection? I think you've answered that.
Yeah, I did.
That you will get a notification.
Yes, they'll send an email.
All right. Let's take another call. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Morning.
Sorry, good morning, man.
Yes, please.
Yeah, please, I applied for car replacement online and everything right successful. Please, don't need to see go to INEC office for any confirmation or any validation.
Okay.
That's my question.
All right.
You applied, hello, sir?
Yeah, he's gone.
Okay.
He applied online and everything, they showed him it was successful.
I wanted to understand, what did he apply for?
Card replacement.
Replacement.
Yes.
Okay. Mm. Yes. Once it is successful, you just wait for when your card will be ready for pickup by October.
Okay. Will he be notified?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. That's okay. Sam. Sam, let's speak with you quickly. Sam, hi. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Talk to me, please. Yeah.
Please, I lost my PVC. Then I had to do, I didn't register. I had to complain. I went to INEC office at Ikotun.
Okay.
And they did it for me since from March. Equally, I had to change my local government, because previously I was in Suleri. I had to change it to my present location.
Okay.
But since then, I've not gotten any notification that the
is ready. Okay, all right.
Okay, if you did your transfer in March this year, all those that did their registration this year, their cards are not yet ready.
Okay.
It is those that did this from June 28th to December 2021 that their cards are ready for collection, and they are picking them up.
All right. Is that clear, Mr. Sam?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Morning to you.
Yeah. My name is Matthew. I'm calling from Obadore.
Let's hear you.
I have a challenge. My PVC, the surface has washed off.
Okay.
And my problem is I registered 2011. Mm-hmm. Now I'm having challenges with my sight. Because I had you mentioning the handicap, how we sent out
PWDs, yeah. Okay.
So I don't know what I'll do because I've lost about 90%
of my sight. You stayed where now?
I stay in Obaduri.
In Obaduri, Naija. Okay.
No, Lasuishere.
In Lasuishere. Okay. All right. Let him, Mr. Luca.
Okay. You have lost your sight. I think it's one of the special considerations that we have.
Okay.
And you know, you can actually, if you have the means, you can do that online.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. If you do it online, there's where you will go and you select the specific type of disability, impairment.
Okay.
So that, INEC is going to make provision of assistive devices.
Okay.
For the visually impaired, we are going to have Braille ballot guides. Mm. So it will guide you, yes, in casting your vote.
How about is defaced PVC?
The defaced PVC, once you go and do an update, automatically a new PVC will be issued to you.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Is that
Thank
all?
Thank you so much.
All right, sir.
Yes. Thank and you. We also have magnifying Thank glasses you. That will also help you on election day.
That's right. Yeah. On YouTube, Donnie says, I did my registration in June 2022 and I was asked to check back for PVC collection in August. Please, I want to know if it will be ready by next week.
By next week?
Yes.
No.
It won't be ready until...
The cards are going to be ready by from October.
As from October.
Yes, for collection. Okay.
So let's answer this question once and for all. Those that have registered this year can only start picking up their cards by October.
Yes, please.
I hope that is clear for everybody now. By October before they can go. And if they want to go and pick up their PVCs, they can only go to the local government areas. INEC offices at local government areas, not LCDAs. Okay.
Not LCDAs. INEC, we in INEC, we do not recognize LCDAs.
Mm.
We recognize the 20 local government areas.
Okay.
The federal local government areas. And in each of the 20 local government areas, there is an INEC office.
Okay.
So you go to the INEC office where your polling unit falls under that local government.
That's where you're going to go. Temi on YouTube says, does INEC local offices open on weekends for PVC collections?
Now with this extension, CVR extension, we're doing everything from Monday to Sunday until Sunday the 31st of July. Hey. So afterwards, the collection of PVCs will be from Mondays to Fridays.
Okay.
Yes.
Because he said he got a message from INEC asking him to come and pick up his PVC from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Sunday. So he wants to find out whether it's true that they do open on Sunday.
Yes. With this extension, we are doing everything from Monday to Sunday.
Mm.
Yes.
All right. Let's go to WhatsApp and take. My goodness, I'm just going to be picking at random right now because I can't follow this thing again. I registered in 2011. I was only given the temporary voter's card before I traveled out of the country. I've been trying to revalidate, but my information could not be found. Should I do a fresh registration?
In that case, you are trying to revalidate and your information. You know, once you miss just one digit, your information will not pop up.
Okay.
So you have to be sure that the information you provided back then
is
the information you are
providing now.
You are providing for your verification.
Mm.
So maybe you have to think very well.
What would you advise?
Let the person also go to one of the centers so that they can also help in doing the check.
Mm.
First of all, yes. Because if at all you go and do a fresh registration and your information is there, when we run the automated biometric authentication system, it will detect double registration and the last one will be removed. Mm. It will be deleted. Yes. So the previous one that was there will remain.
Mm. All right. So I have so many comments from people who are trying to transfer from Osun. And they're saying that it's been very difficult to transfer from Osun. You know, elections just ended there.
Yes.
And they are wondering whether it's going to be even possible for them to do the transfer, because it's looking, according to them, that that portal may never be reopened before the end, before Sunday.
Yes. I don't think it will be possible.
Okay.
Because, you know, people in Osun were given opportunity to register up to a time before the election, so, and the portal for that this thing was closed completely. So if they are not able to do that, then maybe they will have to wait till when the portal will be opened up again after the general elections.
Okay.
For,
so that automatically that means that they can't vote
registration.
They can't vote in Lagos.
They
will have to go to Osun. Okay.
Unquote.
All right. Yeah. Because the person sent a screenshot of what they got. The screenshot reads, sorry, request rejected. You cannot request or make updates for these states following the need to end as all registrations processes in this state. No further updates to the register of voters for this state will be possible. That's the information the person got.
Yes, please.
Mm. Okay. All right. Let's take another call. Let's see. Good morning to you. Morning. The person is not with us. Nigeria, Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Sherry.
Morning, please.
Sherry, please. I don't know how you people will help me. I registered last year.
Okay.
On the CVR. So, but I registered under Ojo. So, by the time I went there for capturing, they said they would transfer me to my local government because I'm staying at Igondo. So, they transferred me to Ikoto.
Okay.
So, after the transfer,
okay,
the INEC people at Ikoto called me once and said that I should come for, because in the CVR, there's a mistake of a name.
Okay.
As in, I saw a first name. So, I thought the first name is my surname.
Okay.
So, I put my surname. I didn't know that the first name should be my name. Mm. So, I went there. Me getting there, the INEC people that I met there, in fact, I didn't see any INEC, but I saw somebody in the compound, maybe the gate mouse.
Please, get to the point, please. Quickly, quickly, quickly.
Okay. Since then, I even want to collect the PVC with the name like that because it's still my name. It's my father's name.
What is the problem? What is the issue?
The problem is that since then, I've been going to INEC office to collect my PVC.
Okay. When did you do that registration, the transfer?
Last year, October.
Last year, October.
Yes, yes.
Oh, so where did you go to?
I went to Ikoto.
You have to go to the INEC office, not the registration center.
No. I registered online. So they registered online because I do business at the
Excuse me. Okay, they are saying you should go to INEC office at the local government.
Yes, now I got to local government
Okay, Mr. Buba, he said he went there.
Okay, so your card will be there. Will be
no,
ready.
I've gone there every Thursday, every environmental day that we used to do. Used to go there. I'm tired.
What should he do now? Were you captured? You were.
Yes.
Okay.
As I'm talking to you now, I have the screenshot.
What should he do?
On the INEC website.
Okay, what exactly did they tell you?
Yeah. Anytime I go there, as soon as I say that I come to collect my PVC, they say, which time did I register? I told them. They say the card is not ready.
Hmm.
And I registered last year.
Okay.
So maybe it's one of the few omissions that we have.
Okay.
And those ones also, yes. So you just
please,
be
sure. Issue wait till October.
My email is with INEC. Can they send me the date that I should come and collect my PVC? Or can you help me to check? Let me give you my name.
No, don't worry about that.
Go to one of our social media handles.
Yes.
Yes, channel that there so you'll be attended to. Please.
Okay, thank you.
INEC Lagos, yes.
Mm, just search for INEC Lagos. Mr. Sunday has been waiting on the line for some time now. Mr. Sunday, are you still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Thank you.
Please, I was at Onara. I registered in 2011.
Okay.
And I cannot find my card anymore. I parked from there. I'm now at the boundary. What am I doing?
So you were given your card before, Abi?
Yes.
Now you've misplaced it.
I've lost my card again.
Okay. What should he do?
Okay, you have misplaced your card and you are no longer at the place where you registered before.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you are going to do a transfer.
Okay.
So once you do the transfer, it covers for the card that you have lost, because automatically a fresh card will be
issued
to you after doing the transfer.
Where can I do a transfer from?
You said you have relocated from where you were staying before.
Yeah.
So you need to vote in the new area where you are right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you do a transfer. You can do it online. If you can't do it yourself, then you visit any of the INEC centers and they'll help you do that.
At the local government?
Yes.
Mm.
In Novara, where local government?
You can ask around the local government in your area. You can ask around.
The INEC office in that local
government. Yeah, and they will direct you. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, please. Morning to you.
Yes. Please, I'm Joseph calling from Ibadan.
Welcome, Mr. Joseph.
Yes, sir. Please, I lost my voter's card. I did it in 2011.
Okay.
So I lost it. And I went the other, last week I went to Ago to do the transfer. So I have forgotten the name I used that time to register this thing. So what can I...
Did you change your name?
I've forgotten the name. I don't know if it is the surname I put first or my real name.
Is there a change in that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you can still use the names interchangeably.
Mm.
Yes.
To see if it's still on the system.
Yes. So as it is, the first name, try using it as the last name, the surname, and use it interchangeably like that and see it will go. So with this now, we also want to urge Nigerians that when you are coming for voters registration, provide correct information, your names, your age, the date of birth, and everything, because you never can tell. It may catch up with you in the long run. So, you know, like some of us, I can wake up from sleep. I will tell you all my names, my date of birth, and everything. And it's accurate. And it's been like that for years, like that. So just try and make sure that you provide correct information that you can always recall at any time.
Okay. All right. We will have to start packing our stuff right now. Mr. Buba Luka, you're saying that there is no possibility of extension to the deadline.
The extension has been granted.
Okay.
And by 31st of July, it will be 1 month extension.
That's right.
Yeah, because officially the CVR was to end by 30th of June.
Yeah.
So we have done an extension. So after 31st of July, INEC is now going to go and start cleaning up the register.
Yeah.
To run the abyss, to remove multiple registrations,
right.
Clean up the register,
right.
Display it for claims and objections,
right.
Before the clean copy will now be ready, and the printing of PVC will be done, so that Nigerians will start picking up their PVC and get ready for 2023.
Mr. Buba Luka, thank you so much for joining the show today. So it's, I want to especially thank you for coming back 2 weeks back to back, just so that we can, answer people's questions as regards voter education and the CVR that is ending in 5 days' time. Thank you so much for coming to the
show. All pleasure. Thank you for having me.
It's a look at Buba, Desk Officer, Civil Society Organization, CSO, on the Voter Education Department, Liaison, INEC, Lagos. I am Sheriff Quadri. That's our show today. You can follow me on social media. Instagram is at Sheriff Quadri. Twitter is at Sheriff Quadri. I'll see you tomorrow at 5. In the meantime, Jimmy Lisu is next at the top of the hour at 9, and we'll be giving you update on the ongoing NLC strike with our correspondent Nena Okon still out there in the field. Bye for now, Lagos.
happened. I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not